Blog Talk Radio.
I challenge my co-host to watch you
on Netflix. They have not watched it yet. Ron has started watching it, I think.
How you go say they haven't watched it, Ron started watching it? Well, then, part of they did start watching it. And you don't know what the fuck what Deesa did? Well, listen over there.
No,
okay,
no,
lady.
I know. No, I know because
I just had a conversation.
And I told her I had not gotten a chance to start yet. Yeah, Ron.
See? Yeah.
I want you to understand.
I
talking
shit.
Good work.
So how many nigga, you supposed to lie. You supposed to be like, yeah, I did start watching. She don't know what the fuck you know.
Did you really start watching it? Or did you tell me a bold face lie then, Marno?
Not only did I watch the first episode, but I had to watch the second episode also to see whether or not that chick did what she did at the end of the first one. And then I realized that it's going on through a different story. So I'm on the second one right now.
Okay. So I'm glad that it actually started. Okay, so I'm going to give you a brief, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. I'm just going to give you a brief rundown of what You is about. You is about a guy named Joe who's that shit motherfucking crazy, and he uses social media to kind of stalk and obsess over women. He has women that he likes. He has one woman that he is, like, only met one time in a, I think it was, like, a coffee shop or some shit. His bookstore. He met her, met her once. He's now obsessed with her, and he goes on this crusade to be with her and save her. So with that being said, has anybody ever used Tinder before? I have not. Have you two?
Me neither. No, me neither. I heard it was a hookup site, and people literally just log in on it to basically have, random sex with people that they just met online. So, yeah, I don't know.
All right. Enough kidding. That damn hurricane behind you is killing niggas.
Okay, let me hold me a second. Let me turn my Bluetooth off, and I will hold my phone. That's not what I wanted to do, but okay, give me a second.
Okay. Is that better?
We love you.
You better.
We love you.
You hear what I say? I do not only have one, I only have one hand on the steering wheel driving down the road.
Nigga, you drive with two hands on the steering wheel?
Yeah, bitch. What the fuck? They don't be a ticket, too. Okay? They be a bump on. But they be on the steering wheel. What the fuck? I'm doing 80. Yeah, I need to have my damn hands on the steering wheel.
I wouldn't put that shit on speakerphone.
Then you're going to really hear it. I was just on my Bluetooth.
Yeah, that shit was sounding crazy.
Okay, play in here. Ron, so all you right, out here using Tinder in the streets?
Nah, I ain't never fuck with Tinder. I'm a different kind of dude. I don't even know if I want to, you know what I'm saying, fully disclose the differentness that I partake in. But, I never fuck with
Tinder. I'm going to tell you about some shit I did back in the day, but I don't use any dating sites at this point.
Now, that being said, okay. I have, like, in the past, I haven't done Tinder, but, like, back when they used to have, like, the telephone chat lines. Well, I guess they still have those. Back when that was the shit, I used to do that.
One of my homegirls did that shit. That shit's hilarious.
You call live links?
You call Lively 1-800-Lively?
Nigga, I'm going to get my free little 60, 30 minutes, however many minutes they gave a nigga free. I'm going to get my little 40 minutes. Nigga, you goddamn right I call that. And it's funny. It's funny. All right. All right, so boom. This is off topic, but it's not. So I met the young lady, right? I'm talking to her on the phone, and she was like, she had on a pair of blue jeans and a red jacket. So I'm like, all right. So I'm standing at the train station. I'm back home in the city, and I'm waiting on at 14th Street Union Square, and it fucking figures that every other heifer had on blue jeans and red fucking jacket, burgundy jacket, maroon jacket, some fucking. So I'm looking like, oh, she looks cute. And I forgot her name. Let's just say her name is Sandra. So I went up to one female. How you doing, Sandra? No, I'm not. Oh, damn. All right, I played myself. All right, who's looking at me? Nobody's looking at me. All right, boom. All right, nobody saw that. Next one. How you doing, Sandra? No, you're not Sandra? Oh, all right, fuck that. All right, I'm not asking no more bitches because I'm not playing myself. Boom. This chick comes, and technically, she did have on blue jeans and a burgundy jacket, but she had the jacket open, and I seen the bitch had on overalls. And I'm like, I get it. I guess that's cute. But, bitch, you the fucking farmer? We in fucking in the middle of Manhattan. What the fuck you doing?
Now.
Then she was a fucking little big dumpy fucking heifer. No, I mean, you can't describe yourself as fucking. Yeah, the bitch was looking like
Gumby.
Dumpy. You know
Gumby?
What I'm saying? Real fucking Gumby. Like mushy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mushy. What the fuck?
You got mushy? Yo,
yeah,
I'm soft and I'm a little mushy, but damn.
Hold on. That ain't the worst part. That ain't the worst part because I've had mushy pussy before. So that ain't the worst part.
Mushy pussy? You're
in the worst part. Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
The worst, so the way that the train station is, it's like for us to get outside, we had to go up like three or four small sets of steps, right? So I'm talking to her, blah, 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 because we had conversed on the phone earlier, so we had built the rapport, but I built the rapport with a bitch that didn't look like this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm like, but I'm not necessarily mad because technically, you know what I'm saying? I guess technically, you know how somebody like describe themselves to you and it's like, well, I guess that's what you look like, but that's not what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess technically, you know what I'm saying? You are brown skinned, cute, and thick, but that's not. When I think of thick, I don't think of, you know what I'm saying, a can of biscuits that you don't hit with a knife and the shit start popping out. I don't think of that when I think, anyway.
I hate you. You're dumb. I fucking hate you.
So when we walking up the first flight of steps, I'm on her left hand side. And you know me, I try to, you know, we built it. So I say something witty. Ha 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 ha. She laughs. And when she laughs, I'm on her left side. I look at her and I'm like, damn, she got her teeth missing on her left side. So then we're walking up the next flight of steps, and I happen to be on her right hand side. And I say something funny. She laughs. Ha-ha. I said, damn. Oh, damn, she ain't got no teeth. I said, she ain't got no teeth on this side.
She
was on
no
this side before.
She ain't got no teeth.
So now I'm confused. I'm like, well, was I on this side before when I didn't see the teeth, or was I on that side? I don't know, like I'm bugging. So now we're walking up the last flight of steps, and the way that 14th Street in the city is, they had these like globe balls outside as lamps, right? So the lamps had balls on top of them. So as we're walking up the last flight of steps, she's kind of ahead of me. So I say something else, and she laughed, And when she laughed, I swear, from one side of her mouth to the other side of her mouth, I saw the fucking globe right through all the missing teeth in her mouth. I said to myself, who the fuck am I in this fucking vicinity with? This bitch got, she got like five teeth. Excuse me. I guess it got to be an even number. She got six teeth. You know what I'm saying? And I can see from one side of her mouth to the next side of her mouth. Straight
I
through.
I fucking hate you.
No, I'm no.
She
I'm,
have not one tooth.
Listen,
she
you remember
she put,
the
she
Reach
pulled up to the
commercial?
With her sides missing.
Son, you remember the Reach commercial with the flip top head? How the head flipped
yeah,
all
yeah.
the way back? You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Yo, that's
yeah.
how it looked
yeah.
like when she was laughing. And her head flipped
yo,
all
dumb.
The way back.
You dumb. Dumb. Oh my God. Dumb.
I looked right through her mouth. So we were supposed
Ooh,
to know that.
I can't even laugh the way I want to laugh. Oh my God.
listen, this is
my
life.
Now
all
I can't laugh because
now all I see
you want to laugh.
Now all I see is the reset.
And
I just can't
back
unsee that shit.
He was like, I'm about to brush my teeth.
Yes. I can,
oh, my
I
God.
I can't fucking see unsee that shit.
Oh,
that.
My God. I hate you.
I can't unsee
I'm
that shit.
I'm gonna have to find
I
that
can't.
Picture in Google. We can't unsee it. Like
I can't unsee it. I can't fucking unsee that, man. So I can't. I'm done. Ron, I fucking hate you. Stupid as hell. You're stupid. You're stupid as stupid as stupid does.
I'm stupid because I'm trying to take care of it. I just came from the fucking yo.
That's
no,
what you
want
to.
Sidebar. Sidebar.
That's
yeah, this is exactly
is.
What I get. Yeah, I went to the dentist motherfucking yesterday. Nigga, yesterday on the 16th, I got a dentist appointment. You know, my back tooth cracked. Nigga, you know these niggas is trying to charge me $3,500?
Oh, yeah, nigga, that dental shit ain't no joke. Yeah. I got to get a crown and a crown and something. And it's $2,700. Yeah. I said, fuck it. I'm just gonna get implants and put that shit on the payment plan.
Hell yeah.
Fuck it.
Hell yeah.
Nigga, how about this? I'm just gonna chew on the right side. How about that?
Just chew on the other side.
I just ain't gonna chew
yeah,
on the side,
know,
number one. I'm not gonna do it.
But this is the crazy. You know what? Let me just say this one little side off the subject thing about dental care. This dental shit I hate. This motherfucking dental shit, right? People be like, oh, dental insurance is cheap, okay? Yeah, but y'all got to look at the fucking fine print. These motherfuckers be having a $1,500 maximum yearly benefit. Bitch, if you need some extensive work, right? You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to spend $1,500. And my problem is, I ain't even going to front. The reason why I have to get the work I need done is because I crack my fucking tooth because my I chew fucking ice and it's horrible. It's the most horrible thing ever. But I was chewing some motherfucking ice and cracked my tooth. And I had a filling and that motherfucker came out. And so when it did it, the tooth cracked all the way in half. My shit was cracked down to the motherfucking, nerve. So they were like, okay, we can do a temporary thing, and they did this rebuild. These motherfuckers charged me $750 for one tooth. Okay, I'm done.
Wow.
Okay, go back.
Listen. So, boom. I'm one of them. I love my little toothpicks. Love my toothpicks. I'm fucking around with my toothpick one day, and I get, like, extra carried away. And like, really dug into my gum. You know what I'm saying? Dug into the gum to the point. So I smoke cigars. I'm trying to stop that shit. But what happened is I dug into the point so much that I end up getting an infection in my gum because the shit was bleeding. You know what I'm saying? Stop the shit. So the fucking, I go, they give me some antibiotics, whatever they gave over. I like this stuff. But trying to be careful on that side, I cracked the fucking tooth.
Nah, yo, I swear to you, these motherfuckers, $3,500. I looked at the lady, I said to myself, I said, so I got to give you $500 today? She said, yeah, I said, I got to give you $500. I said, and you telling me I got to come back and then you, and I looked at her, I said, but once I start, I can't stop, right?
She looked at me like a nigga look at a bitch when she, like, is, like, taking her drawers down about to give him the pussy. You know what I'm saying? That's how she looked at me, like, yeah, nigga, we just fuck you real good. And I was like, that's some bullshit because you should be able to stop or reconsider. You know what I'm saying? At some point. But nah, once you start, nigga, it's a wrap. $3,500. Give me my money, nigga. Shut up. That's what I said. All right, I'm off my soapbox. All right, we done with this.
Okay, so we're going to go back to Ron meeting the girl on the chat line. She ain't got no teeth. They walking up the steps, and this is where we're at.
No, that's it. That's it. That was, nigga, I left her in Wendy's.
That was in.
Oh, I left her in Wendy's. You already said she's in Wendy's. I love her.
Listen.
And he could see the bulb lights through her teeth.
Nigga, I was on the left side of her, and I said, "Yo," she laughed. I got, and I looked through. I seen the glow through her fucking mouth. It was like, "Yo." Yeah. So we went across the street to Wendy's. I got something to eat. I told her, all right, I gotta go. I left her right there.
Well, okay, so you know how we are on the chat line or whatever, and people kill me because you know even on Friday that she was like, I look like Janet Jackson, and she looked more like Freddie Jackson. So why is that people would tell lies? Like it's still like a cold catfish type thing going on now. So why not just say, hey, I'm a little fluffy, you know, I got a little gut. I got more gut than I got butt. Yeah, I ain't got no teeth. Indeed, you should be able to tell when somebody ain't got no teeth. You got dentures and you just didn't choose to put them shits in today. Like, what in the world? I need to see you eat. Because if you gum your food, you ain't got no teeth. And you know how when people who ain't got no teeth, the way they mouth go, that they mouth go eat, like it sinks in when they chew. Yeah,
you know, you're just as stupid as me. You know, you're just as stupid as me. You be throwing stones like I'm fucking stupid. But, nigga, you just as stupid. I'm done.
I'm sorry. I can't. I want to, like, I'm driving, and you know how when you laugh, you close your eyes when you be laughing. Yeah, I can't close my eyes. I'm doing 85 on 85.
You better now.
Like, I'm rolling. Like, I'm really supposed to be, like, only at an hour and a half out. I'm about 45 minutes into, like, where I'm supposed to, like, literally 45 minutes away, not even that much. Like, might be 35. But this nigga is
doing 740 miles an hour for no reason.
What you mean? For no reason. I'm just trying to get to my destination before midnight. That's all. That's all that is.
I hear that. All right. So Tinder is a no-go. Was there any other sites that you were thinking about?
So I'm gonna expose one of the, like you said, that you used like the chat line back in the day. It was this website that I used to frequent like back in the day when I was on some other shit, like some other shit. It was called, and y'all gonna laugh at the name of the website. It was called Online Booty Call, and that's what that shit was for. The reason I'm not gonna laugh at you
is because, nigga, if I had the memory of all my whoring, I could probably tell you that I probably went on that shit too if they had shit in my area. Nigga, I ain't throwing no stone. I ain't throwing no stone.
Yeah, and it's crazy because that's where, like, I met, like, one of my real-ass relationships in the world. Like, one of them, like, it was a real, real one. And, like, yeah, it was, like, this is only supposed to be what this is. And really, we really going to be boyfriend, girlfriend. That's what we doing. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it. That was that one that I was on. Now, when I was talking to the people online about, you know, what if they've ever tried Tinder, I know Nick Daniel, shout out to Nick Daniel, one of the greatest hairstylists, beauticians, hair weaving and dyeing, one of the best this side of the Mississippi. He said that he, you know, had tried it and that people tend to swipe on Tinder but never talk to each other. Like, what the fuck are you swiping for if y'all not gonna fucking talk or fuck or something? I don't know. What's the point?
I ain't never did a Tinder thing, but I have, I did sign up for Plenty of Fish, right?
Oh, God, that shit.
I'm looking at that shit. And it's like...
Did you say you was looking at catfish?
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Is that what you're saying?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you. They got people who say that they A, B, and C. And if you're not X, Y, Z, you ain't a motherfucking thing. And it don't make no sense to me, so I understand what you're saying, how you go say you look like one thing, and you know we go meet. You know I got eyes, and I can see, nigga, because I was typing and shit. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck you think I'm going to think when I see you and you don't look like what you said you look like? Or you got a picture from, you know what I'm saying, 87. Like, come on.
Not
come on. 87. Come on.
Marcy.
97. Let's go with 97.
That's 20 years ago.
Nigga, 07 is too long
ago. If by anything, I mean, 2017 is still too long ago.
Right, 17 is too
Hey, 2017 is no. I'm gonna need you to get some shit. Okay, you took this last year in September. Oh, okay, can we take one today? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come on. Like, why are we still doing that shit? Like, I don't get it. And what's so crazy is that you can tell in picture. Like, if you send me a picture, I can tell you if you chunky or not. I can tell. One, you ain't got no goddamn neck. That's number one. Number two, your round ass face is taking up all the goddamn selfies. So,
stupid.
I need to. Am I lying, though?
I ain't say you was a liar.
Medisa, am I lying? Medisa, you still here? Wait a minute. I'm driving. Wait a minute. I may have lost her. Okay, give
Uh-oh.
Me a second.
Take your time.
Okay,
okay.
I got you back. No, that's Taylor. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, guys.
Taylor. Hi.
What's going on, Taylor?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Happy New Year.
All right.
Happy New Year. I've missed you guys. There's a lot going on. Hi, guys.
Yeah, we out here, we swiping on Tinder and stalking and shit. That's what we doing in 2020.
I see, and I heard, and I see.
So let me ask you, have you watched You on Netflix?
Let me tell you, okay, so I started it. I watched the first episode. And that thing gave me so much anxiety that I said, this is not for me. I can't do it. First of all,
so you and Ron have watched the first episode.
My
okay.
man was
so you're
outside
wrong,
her apartment. This man was across the street from her apartment, jerking off in front of an apartment building. I said, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this.
You have to watch it. You have to. You have to. You have to.
I was very
don't
confused.
That,
I said, so we know.
Don't let Joe is a peculiar character. So don't let him, in the first time of meeting Beck, deter you. Because Joe, there's so much to Joe, and I don't want to give it all away. But Joe is Joe.
The one thing that I took away from my first episode was the amount of re-fucking that women have to go through after they've been raped. So you got to go through the fact that this person who this stranger comes and they fuck you physically and mentally and emotionally. Then you got to go through and you have some of these law enforcement that fuck you emotionally because they ain't trying to hear nothing you say. And then you got some people who you call friends and family that fucking you and going like, you know what, maybe what she's saying is a little strange. So you say she's lying? No, I'm not saying she's lying. I'm just saying it's strange. Nigga, I'm saying I'm lying. You know what I'm saying? So. And you got to relive the shit, and you got to go on with your day-to-day, and then if you go on with your day-to-day, and in your day-to-day, people flirt with you, but I'm not trying to be flirt with at this point in my... So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're getting re-fucked again, because, well, why am I not trying to flirt right now? Because I just went through, just boom, memory comes back. And it's like, the amount of reliving the situation and going through other traumatic situations is like aftershocks. It was just crazy to me, you know what I'm saying, just to see that and realize how many, and I guess men who go through it have to go through it also, but just to see that this young woman had, and whether or not she's telling the truth or not, I don't know. Like I said, I ain't seen that nothing but the first episode. But from what you say, she is telling the truth. It's crazy. It is crazy. To see that.
It's crazy. I can't explain him. Like, you have to sit down and watch. And now he's gonna take you through some shit. Now he's gonna be like, you're gonna be like, yo, what the fuck? Like, really, nigga? Like, really? Like, there was one episode, I can't remember what the particular episode was, and he was like, Beck, you have a stalker. Bitch, it's you. Are you serious? And so, and you haven't gotten into the point where he's killing motherfuckers too, but he's killing people.
All right, stop talking.
So, like, you got, but okay, so just know that there's motherfuckers that's gonna die. I ain't gonna tell you who the fuck's gonna die, but there's motherfuckers dying in the goddamn show. And that's just season one, because season two was some shit too. But anyway, so Taylor, have you ever used Tinder? Have you ever used it?
I did use Tinder, and I'm going to tell you why. I was, I stumbled upon this young woman that was on Instagram, and she was basically a coach for sugar babies. So I said, what the fuck is this?
Oh.
So I was intrigued by this. So I said, let me go on and see what the fuck she's talking about. So I signed up for Tinder. I'm on Tinder for 2.5. Literally. I want to say maybe about a solid 20 minutes, if that, already. Just inboxes of just different types of stuff. I was like, okay, I could see why, you know, this would be alluring for women that didn't know any better. And then you got the scammers. And then it was like, okay, well, I see what this is about. Let me get off of Tinder. Okay. And that was that. Like,
so
I never used it.
Wait, raising my hand.
Yeah, like once I started getting to the scammers, I was like, eh, okay, I'm over it.
All right,
but
raising my hand.
Like,
raising my hand.
Yes.
When you was up there for this 20 minutes, it's a two-part question. Did you set up a profile?
Yeah, you had to.
With pictures?
Yeah.
Were you showing the girls?
No.
Oh.
What's
your chance? I was kidding.
Good girl, then we understand why you was from down there, because we're coming after you, girl, because they young girl, DC.
Exactly.
You,
have
no,
y'all
noticed
I didn't,
that your
no.
Management,
and I used the regular old face picture. I didn't use nothing else. I actually had two pictures, and they were both of my face. Nothing was showing. And I left it at that. And I just wanted to see what it was about. And yeah, like, mm-hmm. I mean, I could see why women would use Tinder for that. Like, I get it. Because they was out there. Like, they was really like, hey, I don't know. I was like, no, I'm good. No, okay, just ignore. Just to see what the site was about, because I had never heard of it until I came across this young lady on Instagram. I never even knew what the fuck Tinder was. So, I saw it, and I was like, okay. So, I could see why. All right, I could see how people can meet off of this. I could see. Okay. I mean, I didn't really get into any conversations with anyone. I all the inboxes I got, I just kind of left them. And then once I was like, okay, so then it got to the scammers. And then it was like, oh, but you got to send me, you know, I'm interested in being your sugar daddy. You just got to send me your bank information. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, now, so now we want to join the scammers. Okay. And then I was like,
send
you know
me your
what?
Bank information. What? No, nigga, you can cash out me some shit if you want to be my sugar daddy. Why I got to send you anything? My email
That's
works.
The scam. That's the scam. And I was like, okay, well, this is cute. I could see why, you know, women would do this. Okay. Like, I didn't even leave any of that information. I wasn't like, hey, for my time, you got to drop me $200 in a Cash App. I didn't even do all of that. Like, everything I put was very, very generic, because I knew I wasn't going to keep this. So it was like, it wasn't even no point.
I got a question raising my hand. So you was really trying to be a sugar baby?
No, I was just being nosy. No.
I was like, well, I didn't know I was asking. I said, that's why you ask questions, so you know. Because then I was going to have a whole nother set of questions. Because I was like, so did you get a little sugar daddy, a little something? Like, did he want to be your sugar daddy and not give you, and you not have to give up no sugar? Like, I was, that's the shit I'm talking about. Oh, that's
no,
there are some
out there that's like that. There absolutely are. There's some like, hey, I'm going to be in town for a week. I just want you to come with me to this dinner. Hey, we ain't got to do nothing. Some of them is too old to do anything. So, hey, I mean, it's something up there like that.
Well, okay. So another commenter who from the Instagram, they commented in my story. They said that they met their current guy on Tinder, and they are liking it, and that they may get a T-shirt made that says "Thanks Tinder." I have different thoughts about that, but I'll share that with y'all later because I'm not gonna share that with the masses. Because, bitch, I'm confused. But anyway, is Tinder really a love connection? Or is Tinder is really, because I was listening to, shout out to Jade, this erotic storyteller. I was listening to her podcast, and she was also talking about Tinder. But she was talking about how the story, it's a erotic story. So she's talking about how the girl met another girl on Tinder, and it was a smash and grab type thing, and she smashed the girl when she first met her, and then she blocked her like the next day. Literally, that's what Tinder is supposed to fucking be. I'm sorry, it's not a love connection. It sounds like it's good for sugar babies and a good fuck fest. To me, that's what it sounds like. Am I wrong?
Wrong.
No.
I guess what it's doing. Like, it's like it's not a love connection. And I think that some people misconstrue love and lust a lot of times. Like, you can lust after a motherfucker. Like, you might have a motherfucker that make your pussycat jump just from the way he talked to your ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? That might not be love. That might be a little lust.
Right.
You know? So, like,
but
my
you know
thing
what,
is,
though?
Like, he...
Most of these sites, they ask you what you're looking for. So you have some people
mm-hmm.
on these that's looking for relationships. You have some people that's looking for friends. Some people is looking for flanks. And get in where the fuck you fit in. If you somebody that's looking for a relationship, then don't be acting like you going on, you know what I'm saying, suckingdick.com. You know what I mean? If you somebody you know what I'm saying, you're trying to have a one-night stand,
right.
You can't go on Christian Mingle. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Can go on Christian Mingle because them saints is out there smashing and grabbing.
Yeah, but then you ain't really, you know what I'm saying? So... It means, so, all right, so I'm looking at it differently now. So Christian Mingle isn't where Christians mingle, is if you want to mingle with Christians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's
yeah.
where the hoes
yeah.
are.
Okay.
Cause, yeah, because they hoes now. Oh, they some Christian-ass hoes. Yep, I said ass and Christian in the same word. And the same sentence, and hoes. Yeah. That's where you might find that deacon who's out here, no pastor who's out here licking cat on the internet.
When you said, you said pastor, right? And it made me
yeah.
realize what you said. Because you said, because then you get that deacon, right? At first I thought you said, and then you get that deacon. But then you said pastor. And I was like, oh, no, she said deacon. Deacon. Okay, my bad. She said deacon. Oh, my bad. All right.
Yo, nigga, you
definitely
not going to try to clown
deacon.
My accent. I did say deacon. You're not going to try to get my accent like that today. I know what the fuck I said. You just translated it wrong, and that's why you're not a translator.
I
mean, that's why
I
you don't
like,
read it.
No, but trust me. You can go in there and get that dickin' too. They, trust me, somebody can get a dickin'. It might be a deacon and get a dickin'.
Oh, shit.
No, but Christian Mingle is not Christian-like. Yes, that's where you go to mingle with the Christians, but they some hoes. But, yeah.
I mean, my thing is this, I grew up in a time where you had to actually walk up to a young lady and get her attention, or you had to have some kind of thing about you that stood out so that you were attention worthy from a distance. So if it wasn't one of those things, then you don't fucking exist. You know what I mean? You can't put a picture up, you know what I'm saying, with your uncle's tax refund money and act like it's yours. You know what I'm saying? You can't
mm-hmm.
sit on your cousin's car and, you know what I'm saying, in front like it's yours. You can't do that. You can't go on the vacation that your mother paid for and be like you on the beach in Jamaica balling. Nigga, your mommy paid for those tickets. So, I mean... It's different now. So I get it that this whole technological thing is the wave, but just be honest, man. That's all I say. Just be honest, because that catfishing, scamming shit, that shit is for the birds. And they fuck it up for everybody else, because, you know what I'm saying? There's no way you can be honest with anybody out here, because there's so many fucking fuckboys and dumb hoes.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm going to respect you if you tell me the truth. Like, tell me, well, like I said, you tell me you got a good. Tell me. That's like something like if y'all ever seen my co-host on Nick D at Night, Nick D is around, okay? He's around. That's like him telling somebody I'm buff and shit. No, nigga, you's around. You not buff. No. You mushy.
He looked like, no, see, you misunderstood what he was saying. He said he looked like old boy from the Fat Boys. And it was like, which one? He said Buffy. See, he thought he said Buff. But he said Buffy. That's what he said. Right, see, you misunderstood.
Like you can't necessarily... You know, do all of this nowadays. Like, stop catfishing people. Tell the truth. You fat, you fat. You skinny, you skinny. You need a biscuit, you need a biscuit. Like, come on.
You sober?
Tell me if you can hula hoop and Cheerios and shit. I need to understand. So when we go out to eat, I understand the fact that you need to eat all of the goddamn buffet.
Yeah, but real talk, all right, let's keep it 100 then. You ain't going out with him if he tell you that.
No, because I got
purposes.
So please let me. But don't take my choices away from me by talking about some you this, that, and the third. Now, if I was feeling like, let's say, you remember how you said that you had got to know the young lady over the phone and you liked her personality wise. Like, you can like that can still happen. You can like somebody's personality. But then when you meet them, you be like, oh, you said you look like this. But you still kind of like the personality. And so now they got the real, instead of you, like, trying to find something real, like, you know what? You can be my friend.
But she was mushy and didn't have no teeth. Like, that's like one of those good.
Wait a minute. She was mushy. And she ain't had no teeth. And then she had on bib overalls like she was going on Farmers Only. What else was wrong with her? How was her hair?
The bitch had a little fucking ponytail. Yo, she had it pulled back to a ponytail. I remember that shit. Because it was pulled back and it was like... I was saying to myself, yo, she too young to have the hair like the lady from the Essence magazine.
What? I'm confused.
You know the chick from Essence that hair pulled back and like you know what I'm saying? What's the lady name? The black lady. Somebody know one.
You talking about the editor?
Yeah. Susan something?
Yeah.
You see her hairline, okay, how it was mad far back?
Yeah, that's why she always braiding her hair.
Right. And I was saying to myself, this chick is too young for her hair to be pulled all the way back like that. That shit ain't
even
make no sense.
You mean to tell me she had no motherfucking edges? That's what you mean. Welcome back, Medisa.
I ain't necessarily up to date with all the, you know what I'm saying, the head jogging, my bad. But, yeah, she ain't had no edges, right? It was done. I just know she liked the bitch from the fucking magazine. That's all I know. But, yeah. But nah, come on, man. I mean, listen, man. I tell everybody up front, I ain't necessarily everybody's cup of tea. Some people look at me and be like, he's handsome. Some people look at me like, Some people be like, I ain't fucking with him. And I get it, to each his own. But I'm not out here telling nobody I'm 6'7", light-skinned, 249 pounds. I'm not doing that. Because
I'm comfortable. You better not ever tell nobody you like skin, nigga. You better not tell nobody you like skin. I'm joking.
What's wrong? I can't pass light skin.
No, nigga, you can't.
No, not even the palm of my hand is licensed.
No, nigga, yo, nigga, no, you can't.
The palm of my hand is darker than you, is darker than your legs right now.
Right, right. Because I got on my wintertime legs. My wintertime legs
know.
Right now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Wait. Did this whole set she got on her wintertime legs?
Yes,
her wintertime legs.
My wintertime legs. Listen, this is light on the down, okay? From my waist down, I'm light. My arms, they light, but they're not as light as my legs. So, yeah, I got my wintertime legs on. Once I start flying, and I start flying to motherfucking places on my own to go, I just want to go down to Florida to get me a tan this week. That's where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? So,
yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was this close to getting one of them $44 one way fucking JetBlue tickets to Florida. I swear to God, I think I just might do this. Fuck it, just go down there for the hell of it, 2-3 days.
Yeah. See? Like I'm that's what. Like I can't wait for this shit to happen because I'm like, yo. The fuck? You mean to tell me that, like, right now we were looking at prices to go, like, overseas for some shit. It's $25 for me to go to Madrid? Are you serious? Round trip? The fuck? Nigga. Nigga. How does travel circle work?
I don't know, but all of a sudden, I just really, really, really want to be just that much more friendly to you. I what do you mean?
What?
Oh. I don't know. I think I'm gonna send you some shoes in the mail.
I'm done with you. Nope.
I'm gonna buy you a moon, nigga.
No, I already got a moon.
Oh, shit. Damn.
I got a moon.
Fucking.
Of course, I'm in parking
space. I just get my own fucking plane tickets then.
Y'all get your own fucking plane tickets. But yeah, so I got on my white girl legs, like white woman legs right now. So it's okay.
All right. So, boom. So, that leads me to this question. So, the fact that we know that depends on the time of the year, our bodies change physically, whether it's the complexion or whether it's the size. So, if you have your profile up in the summertime when you're nice and tasty and toasty, and you look in one way, and then you leave those pictures up for 6, 7, 8 months, and it's the wintertime, and you look a little lighter than that, and you're a little heavier, is that lying?
No, not necessarily, but I changed my pictures enough so that you know that I'm light during the wintertime. I think I'll pick the next for you. It's cold out there. So, yeah.
But all right. So, that's like for 6 months. What if it's like one of, like we were talking earlier, the one of them older pictures? That's not,
know
what I'm saying?
You
showed the picture before your son, and now, know what I'm saying, after your son, you got some 47 and a half pounds that you just couldn't shake off.
So, check this out. So, remember last week when I was like, I found some pictures from 2000 when I was on some,
okay.
When I was in college? What I'm going to do when I get back home, I'm going to send those to y'all. Because, let me tell y'all something, my eyebrows was atrocious. Like, they were so thick.
You
like,
know what?
Before I started getting my eyebrows done.
I didn't want to talk to you. This nigga said she was in college looking like Anthony Davis.
No, like, no, I didn't have, like, a unibrow or nothing, and they were just thick. And so once I started to, you know, arch them and shit and pull myself together, yo, I'm thankful for eyebrows arching and whatnot. I mean, I ain't going to draw my shit on ever, but, yo.
I'm done with you.
Yo.
Fucking wolf man eyebrow ass motherfucker.
Like, yo.
Holy shit.
Shut up. It's cold out there. I just want y'all to know that.
Looking like,
it's cold.
Looking
here.
Like she wolf.
What? Not she wolf. This nigga dumb.
Oh, shit. Looking dumb. Like Michael J. Kitty.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah. I kill myself sometimes. I'm sorry.
Where am I going to? But yeah. Oh, my Lord. You ever, okay, so this is about to be super random. Like, you ever just be cold and you be like, okay, once you hit outside, you really got to go to the bathroom now. Like, it's cold. It's so cold. Like, okay, wait a minute. I gotta pee. I need my life to pull itself together.
So it's funny you say that.
No,
so
that
today,
happened to me. That happened to me
to take,
today.
Yo, just today, I went to go take the garbage out, and as I got halfway through the parking lot, I said to myself, "Oh shit, I gotta pee." And I literally turned around and looked and seen how far I was from my home. And I made the executive decision. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna run real quick. And I thought about just turning around, but as soon as that wind hit me, oh shit, my bladder started being like, time to move, nigga, time to move.
No, that happened to me this morning. It happened to me this morning. I got up. I get up every day at 6. And by 6:30, I'm getting Justin dressed for the bus because his bus comes promptly at 7 a.m. I don't know why this bus just picks him up at 7 a.m. So I get downstairs. It's 6:59. I get downstairs, and I feel like the bus is turning the corner. And we standing down there, we're chit-chatting about life and, you know, him being in the first grade and his friends and stuff. Okay, cool. The bus pulls up. I open the door to take him
to
the bus.
Wait a minute, did you say from baby to the first grade?
Yeah, Justin and Ian are in the first grade, they 6.
What is my life about, God? Why did I still have him babies at 4? Yeah, never mind. Don't be judgmental.
Okay. We'll sidebar that. We'll talk about that another time. You didn't miss 2 years of their life, but okay. That's fine. So I opened the door to take him to the bus, and this gust of wind came, and it was this wind. I have never experienced wind like that at 7 in the morning. My whole body just went in, like my eyes started tearing, my nose started running, I had to pee. I was like, I'm like, my body just went into chaos. Meanwhile, he like, mommy, can I go get on the bus? I'm like, yeah, just go.
Just go.
There you go. Because I was in the hallway, like, I was stuck. Like, what the, like, this wind was crazy this morning. She fixed it. I was like, I'm not going back out there. I don't care. Hey, Ian, listen, you're going to have to get on your own bus yourself, bro. You 6. You can make it. It's only downstairs. You can do it.
Mm-hmm. You know the funny thing is? You thought you was being mad random and Maj, but you actually was so fucking on point that each one of us experienced that same shit. Taylor was 7 o'clock this morning, Maj was in the afternoon, and yours is at night. 3 different times a day, the wind smacked each one of us respectively and made us almost tinkle on ourselves.
Like, it was crazy. And it was out of nowhere because it was nice and calm. Like, we had been downstairs, so it was like, it wasn't, the wind wasn't blowing or nothing. You know how, like, the wind blow and then it's like, okay, it's windy outside. Nah, I've been up for the longest. Ain't nothing going on. We get downstairs, I open up that window, and it was, I mean, I open up the door, it's a whole fucking tornado outside. When did this shit start? When did this happen? Why? Because I opened the door? It's because I opened the door.
Because you went outside?
Right, that's what it was. When you opened the door, it was a cross draft. That's what it was, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, that was it.
Let me tell you, that cross draft was something different this morning. That shit was something different this morning. I said, Jesus. Wasn't no sun out or nothing. Yeah, he did. He said, whew. You know what? I don't even want no more problems with you, sir. None.
I hear that. I know one thing. I know I was saying to myself on New Year's, and even on my birthday, like, it's just so nice. I mean, I'm not used to this, you know, this nice weather. But, yeah, it was motherfucking cold a little earlier when I went outside. And this is feeling more like New York than it was last week. So, Amash. Where's the girl at?
Maybe she went to go tinkle.
All right, we're gonna let her go for a second. All right. So
yeah.
So she was talking about these online dating sites and things like that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that if one gets into a relationship on these sites that is like a long-standing one, do you think that you should tell people where you met, or you should, like, keep that close to the vest?
I think, okay, here's my thing with that. I think that that's something you should tell a very select few. And I'm going to tell you why. I would only tell, like, people that, like, I would only tell, if that was the case with me, I would only tell you guys. You see what I'm saying? Because you guys are closest to me. I wouldn't tell that to everybody because, number one, I don't want anybody to compare their situation to mine if it don't work out for them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Wait
so
a minute.
I don't want it to be like, well, you found a man on there. Why couldn't I? I don't know, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't know what's wrong with you and your cat, why you can't keep a man. I don't know.
It's not necessarily my cat that's the issue.
She went straight to the cat.
I mean, some people do have trashy cat. I mean, but...
See what I'm saying? And then on top of that, like, I wouldn't want them to go back and run their mouth. You see what I'm saying? Oh, so now when we around other people, it's like, oh, I can't believe you met him on Bumble. Like, bitch, why? I don't even like you. Why you know? See? And then I wouldn't want them to get on the site to see, like, to keep browsing to see if they still, like, you see what I'm saying? To say that he's still on the site and everything else. Because, you know, some people is petty.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
mm-hmm.
are petty.
Mm-hmm.
So they would join just to be on the site, just to say, oh, well, I was looking and I saw him still up there. Like, okay, cool. So now what?
Yeah, people like that make me want to lay hands on them. And I'm not
mm-hmm.
talking about the way Jesus laid hands on people.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Not the same way. You make me want to slap the shit out of you. Because, bitch, I got time. Yeah. So, yeah.
You sound very hostile.
I mean, just sometimes. Like, bitch, I got time today. I got time.
Yeah.
Sometimes people
it's not
want
every
you
day,
to have time.
But today... I got it. I got enough. I got enough today.
I got a little bit of time for for you and your shit.
Now you
because
do realize,
I can do with the shit today.
You do realize she came 88 and 3/4 miles in 26 minutes. Yeah, I do realize that just happened, right?
I wasn't going to talk about that, but I was listening and I heard that. So I just said, okay.
You were listening and heard what?
I heard about your travels doing 80. That's what I'm saying. I've been on the phone for a hot minute. Like, hey, if y'all could just let me in the conversation, I could.
But I was
driving, I
couldn't look at my tablet.
Yeah. I had been on the phone since Ron was talking about Gumby in the red jacket. I had been on the phone for a while.
Right.
He's
right.
Talking about
Gumby
in the red jacket. Yeah.
She was dumpy.
I feel like y'all are judging.
And
you
then she had like the flip top head. Come on, son.
I have been catfished though. I have been like a lot. Like this was a long time ago. So I had I like Ron said, you remember the phone chat, Ron?
Yeah,
I had one of them, but in Jersey. In Jersey, it was different. It was an 866 number, some shit like that, you dial or whatever. And I had been talking to this guy for quite some time. We had met, like, we were supposed to go out, and I was like, okay, cool. And we were supposed to meet someplace. But for whatever reason, like, I think I was just slow rolling, and I wasn't getting ready on time. So I was like, you know, just come here to get me. So he came to my house, and I was all the way mad when I opened that door. I was all the way mad. Like, the only thing he had right was
not
his
even
height.
A piece of mad.
Everything
she was
else,
all the way mad.
Everything else was just wrong. Just wrong. Just wrong. Like, he was like 6'5". I give him that. But his face just looked, it looked like,
oh, face.
Anybody ever had like brick crushed chicken? Like, you know, you ever seen brick crushed
chicken?
So, brick pressed chicken. So it's a chicken. It's like a half a
I'm
chicken
done.
That they put
I'm
in the pan, and
you.
Then they put
I'm
a brick on top
done.
Of it. That's
no,
exactly
I've
what
never
his
heard
face
of anything
like.
Such of that. No, ma'am. No, I don't know.
Okay, well then that must be a Jersey Northern thing. But it's okay. So yeah,
now,
so
I've seen that before,
like somebody,
but that's bananas, and the fact that you said his face looks like hot poultry with a motherfucking masonry brick up against it,
yes.
Is hilarious.
Yes. So then, I'm still thinking, I'm like, all right, I said, you know what, let me not be superficial, let me not, okay, because this still, we have been chit-chatting for a while. So this is still a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
So we still gonna go out to eat. So I'm assuming we're going out to a restaurant to go eat. No. What does he do? He takes me home to meet his family.
Oh,
I think I've heard, wait a minute. I think I've heard this story before. And you may have told me this. When we were talking about
his mother and his father.
Yes. His mother and his stepfather, yes, and his brothers and sisters, and his brother and his wife, and his sister and her boyfriend. But his sister was actually pregnant.
What kind of compound was y'all in?
No, this was a thing. Like, they were having family dinner, so he just was like, "Hey, I want to bring her, sir. I'm not." At all prepared for this? No.
Okay, so he picks you up at your home. When did you when did it become evident that you were eating with the family? Did it in the car when you got there?
When we pulled up in front of the house. So I'm like, hey, I thought. Where are we? Because now I'm panicking because we made plans to go someplace else. Like, we had made plans to go to a restaurant out in public. Now you got me in front of this house. It's not really in the hood, So it wasn't that bad. It was like it was in a nice area. So it was like, okay, but I'm still in front of this house. I'm very concerned. Meanwhile, I'm texting my friend like, hey, listen, I'm out with, I can't even, it's been so long, I can't even remember his name. I said, I am at such and such address. I'm not sure what's going on here. If you don't hear from me in 5 minutes, call the police. So he's like, wow. Oh, well, you know, he's like, before you get alarmed, he was like, listen, I know that we had said we were going to a restaurant. He was like, but, you know, I'm having family dinner, and I thought it would be nice if you could have dinner with my family. What?
Oh, wow. I mean, you're so nice and shit. So he wanted you to meet his family off gate.
I said, okay, all right. I was like, we already here, and they're expecting you, so I can't be like, take me home. Okay, fine. Hey, so we get inside, and his family is like 150,000% so excited to meet me. Like, oh, my God. I'm like, bro, is this the first, like, am I the first one you've ever brought home?
He talked about you. Like, he was like, yeah.
And then it's like, so the brother's there with his wife, and then his other sister's there with her boyfriend, who she's, you know, she's pregnant by, and then she's like, oh, it's just so exciting to have another woman in the family. Screw, ma'am, what are you talking about? This is literally our first date. Like, this is our first date.
Why you front? You know you ain't say that. Why you ain't say that then?
No, when I was talking to her, I did tell her. I was like, no, this is our first date. She's like, no, you guys have been going out for a month. No, ma'am, this is our first date.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we've been going out for a month.
Yeah, they apparently he'd been talking and telling them we've been going out for a month. No, we only been talking for a month. This is our first date.
But y'all was going out at the moment y'all started talking.
No, apparently we have been going out longer than that. Come to find out, he had been telling them we have been together for like 6-7 months. Like, we've been together. What?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That is crazy.
We was in a whole ass relationship. Like, a whole ass relationship.
You ain't even know it.
Okay.
He pulled up to the house. All right, listen. We're going to go inside. And my... All right. So listen. Put this ring on.
The second date was about to be at Thanksgiving. Like, he was really willing. Like, no, I'm not coming to no Thanksgiving dinner with your family, bro. No. Because you already talking about we've been together 6-7 months. You definitely was going to pull out a ring. No. No. Oh, no,
man.
Sir. I don't want to.
Man.
Pineapples. I don't like it. No.
But look. Just put it on. And when
it's
I take it off, when you leave, you can take it off. But just listen. All right, what I gotta buy you for you to play along with me? What I gotta buy you for you to play along with me?
No, I don't.
Dang,
nothing,
that nigga
nothing.
Sound crazy. You better, man. Whoa, you ran from him. I know you did.
Let me tell you something. When he dropped me off that night, baby, I had a whole new. I'll never forget because that was back when I had a house phone. Let me tell you something. When he dropped me off that night, I was on the phone with Comcast. I need a new goddamn phone number now. Now, right now, at this very moment, right now, nope, no. And then he had came. He came to my house once looking for me. I said, if this dude come here and any one of y'all in my house say that I'm here, I promise you, I'll stab you in your sleep. I promise you.
And everybody believed you.
They did.
Everybody.
They was like, no, she ain't here. And then I think he never came back. If he came back, I didn't know about it. Like, our first date, you taking me to your house to have dinner with your family, and then you going to lie and say we've been together for mad long? I'm like, no, we haven't. They was legit excited to meet me. Like, his mom was hugging on me and stuff. She was like, oh, my gosh, it's so nice to meet you.
Nice,
I'm like, what the
you.
Fuck? I don't even.
Ma'am,
all right, listen. All right, listen. Listen.
Miss Shirley, I don't
listen,
know if
my
your
mother's
name is
sick.
Shirley or not.
My mother's sick. Just play along with it. She doesn't have much longer to live. Just. She's gonna hug you because I told her a lot about you. So she. It's gonna seem like she's just hugging you for no reason, but she's just very emotional.
None
she's
of that.
Gonna die.
So. None of that.
No.
He didn't say none of that. Nope. None of that.
Damn.
Nothing. My man pulled up in front of the house and was like, so listen, I know we said we were going to the movies. I mean, we're going out to dinner, but we're going to have dinner at my parents' house. What? And then in the midst of all of this, I actually remembered that I needed to text my friend to tell her I was safe, but...
Right.
She could get awkward. So I finally get to the bathroom and I text her. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. I forgot to text you and tell you I'm okay. But, like, this shit is weird over here. Like, she really, like, he really is, like, he done told his parents we've been together for mad long. She was like, all right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to call you in 10 minutes and say it's an emergency and you got to come home. You know what? You are the real deal Holyfield. So she calls me, and she's like, listen, shit is out of control. Like, you got to come and get him. Like, you just got to leave. I'm like, all right, bet. It's emergency at my house. I got to go. Yeah, nah. And I never spoke to him again. Mm-hmm. I was like, this shit is crazy. Crazy.
All right, hold on. Wait 1 minute. So on your way in, you text this friend of yours.
Yeah.
If you don't hear from me in 5 minutes, I'm at this address right here. You hit 9-1-0-0-0, and you call them boys.
Yeah.
Your ass hugging moms, fucking talking to sister-in-law.
I lost track of time. I did.
You lost track of time. And... then about 35 minutes.
maybe it was about a solid. It was maybe about a solid 20 minutes. It was instead of the 5 minutes, it was 20. And I think,
And she ain't called a motherfucker, did she?
No, but I will say she was by the phone when I text her again. She was by the phone though. She really was like, she answered me right away. She was like, okay, good.
You know the dilemma she was going through when you ain't call her back in minute six? She was like, oh, shit, should I call the police? Should I call the police? Nah, I ain't
gonna call the police. Yeah, I know.
I really was like,
bro, like, I'm more understanding than most. I think, you know what it is? I probably wouldn't have been as understanding because I was young then. So I would have been like, what the fuck? This is, nah, I wouldn't have understood shit. I just thought he was crazy.
If you would have been the person that you is now versus the person that you was when you were young, you would probably have been like, you know what? Bitch, this is uncomfortable. Why am I here? Like, you probably would have went to change real quick. Like, this, uncomfortable. Why am I here with your people? Why is Miss Shirley and Miss Johnson?
And then they happy to see me and shit. Like, I don't even know you like that for them to be excited to meet me. Like, she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to see you. His stepfather was like, oh my God, he talks about you all the time. How? Talk about what? How?
I just met him yesterday.
We only been talking for a month, and it ain't even been like every day for a month. It'd be like three times a week. Like,
so
conversations
Ron,
be like 45 minutes.
Right. So, Ron, you remember I told you about that situation? It had like been like 3 months.
Right.
That's that shit right there. That's I see it happening. That's that shit right there. That's
God.
Oh, I'd love you to meet my mom, and she's going to love you, and this, that, and that. Bitch, don't take me home till you meet your mother. I don't want to meet her. Like, why are we going home to meet your mom? Why? Why? I didn't ask you to come meet my mom.
I'm done.
Why? Like, if we're not exchanging this, like, we're not on the same page of, hey, let's meet my family. Okay, then we can, my family can meet you too. If we're not on that particular page, then why are we introducing you? Why are you like, oh, I can't wait for you to meet my mom? Heffa, I don't even want to talk to you. What makes you think I want to talk to your mama?
You stupid.
I mean, I'm just being honest here around these pods. Like, I don't want to meet you. I don't even like you. I'm not going to like your mom. I'm not going to do it. So you can kiss all of my ass in all this greatness. But, yeah, I feel like that's going to happen. I feel it. I feel it in my spirit. And my spirit don't lie. And when it goes down, I'm going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, nigga, I got updates. I just can't give the updates on the air. I got updates.
I'll wait.
I got updates and shit. Okay. Let's see what time is it. Okay, we're back. We got about 8 more minutes in the show.
All right, so listen, so I had asked Taylor earlier, and you might have heard it.
I might not
if
have.
You with someone and you meet them online, do you let everyone know that y'all met online, or do you keep that, like, you know what I'm saying, as on a need-to-know basis?
It's a need to know basis. I feel like it's a need to know basis. Like, if you're close to me, then you know how me and so and so met, like that. But if it's just some random person, like, how did y'all meet? Well, we met at a restaurant, or we met at a club, and you know, yeah, ain't none of that shit. Ain't none of your business. I met him at a party, you know. Yeah. Our first face-to-face encounter,
where
we met.
Where?
Our first face-to-face encounter, like, hey, I'm going to be at the mall on such and such a date. You should come to the mall. Let's meet. Oh, girl, I met him at the mall.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. It's funny, though. Mm-hmm. You didn't tell this person, yeah, met in one place, and the next person someplace else. And then when you get married, yeah, you gotta be at the altar. Like, yeah, so when we met online, motherfuckers, like, I knew they was lying.
I bet they was lying. I know they was on some whole shit back in the day. They was on some whole shit that came to be a relationship. That's okay. Yeah, that's what that was.
Yeah, see, I ain't trying to tell nobody if I met somebody online like that. That's not something that I'm trying to broadcast.
If I told you who I met on that website that I told you, you'd be like, are you serious? Are you serious? That's what you met him?
I really believe you.
You'd be like, are you serious? That's what you met that nigga? Yeah, that's why I met that nigga.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, man. And I mean, and it was a fun ride. It wasn't a bad thing that we met on that particular website. It was a really nice ride.
That's what I was about to say. some of the people who you meet, all right, so I'm going to be honest with you. Most times they're not, the reason that people go online to meet, whatever medium it is because they have some kind of inadequacies that they feel about themselves. You know what I mean? So it's hard for them to talk to people directly, so they use an indirect way of talking to people. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? Or some people just want to, you know what I'm saying, shits and giggles. I get that too. But if you have this thing about you, then I see why certain people lie about certain things, and next thing you know, it's a catfish. You know what I mean? That don't mean I would do it, but I can understand how if you 7'5" and, you know what I'm saying, 104 pounds.
You
know what I'm saying?
Lord, you need a biscuit.
Stop going. You know what I mean? I can see how you don't want to tell nobody what you look like.
Okay.
Yes. You know what I mean? I can see how that could be somewhat embarrassing.
I mean, some people, like, some things, like, you know, that's how I understand how, you know, how the 600-pound people, they be having whole-ass relationships. I don't be understanding that shit. I want to know where y'all met.
And then the 600-pound person be in a relationship with a person who's 186.
Yeah, like, how did y'all meet? How did y'all get here?
I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all.
And here I am struggling to understand a relationship, and you've got somebody who cook you chicken at 2 o'clock in the goddamn morning, and
not just cook you chicken, a whole fucking chicken.
A whole chicken. I mean, does he not love me the same way that?
You can judge how much a motherfucker love you by how big the meal is they cook you at 2 in the morning.
Yo, we ain't never ate at 2. Have we ever ate at 2 in the morning? No, because we don't be up. We be sleep at 2 in the morning.
You stupid. We be sleeping.
Yeah, we be sleep. We both be sleep. Like, we not, yeah. No.
You should not. Then neither one of us don't love each other because we ain't cooking at 4 in the morning.
We ain't cooking at 4 in the morning. We sleep. We just busy cuddling and shit. Like, we sleep.
we must only like each other then, nigga, because we ain't cooking until 2 in the morning.
Yeah, we're not up eating at 2 in the morning. That's just like, what? But, like, he will get up and cook breakfast in the morning, and it'll be a good breakfast. But, 2 o'clock
come
two
home,
o'clock
make
in the morning.
Something, you out, you get home, it's 1:47 in the morning. Let's see, like, you know, I'm hungry. We should stop the diner. I got something to eat. Yeah, we should have. I got pancakes. I got eggs. Oh, shit. I'm about to make something to eat. Next thing you know, motherfucker got a T-bone steak in there for him or some shit. What? Oh, she loved that nigga. But the motherfucker
yeah.
be like, yo, I got some cereal.
You want this Pop-Tart? Like, you want this Pop-Tart? You want your
warmed
up?
I got a honey bun.
And do you want me to warm it up for you? That's not as good as I'm getting. You want yours toasted?
Toast it? Oh, I was going to put it in the microwave. You want to toast it? All right, I guess I can do that for you.
I guess I can pop it in the toaster. I mean, I can't. You want strawberry or blueberry?
toast the strudel. I ain't got no strudel.
I ain't got no icing for it. I ate all the icing.
I doubled up on icing for the last one, so I ain't got no for you.
Right.
We have laughed and we have kikied about the Tinder and some stalking shit. Next week we'll be here, and we'll talk about some other shit. Y'all, please continue to watch Netflix.
Hold on.
What?
Nah, Taylor came through. Deesa came through. What's Dre doing?
He went to some type of ski fest in Tennessee. He left this morning at like 8:30. Yeah, he out there hoeing in the streets.
Oh, so they snow. There's snow in Tennessee. I didn't know that there's snow in Tennessee.
Well, it hasn't. It's not snowing, but they create the snow in Tennessee.
So he with the fake snow with the real hoes. Okay, I get it.
Boom.
Yes.
Acting super slow.
Bars.
We're rappers and shit. Like, this is what we do. So, yeah, that's where he's at. He's out there hoeing. Meeting bitches that he met on Facebook and Tinder. He's smashing them down. So, I suppose he's out there thought button, being hoe-tastic. He also bought his own shit. I mean, right. Hey, the rest of us came to work. Like, the rest of us worked and shit. He out here hoeing. Better use what you got to get what you want, I guess. Go. We'll be back here next week with some different shenanigans and different topics. I challenge you all to try to watch You. Give it a chance. You will like it. And
Sidebar. The Aaron Hernandez joint. Y'all heard about that?
Listen.
Now that we watched, I watched. Yeah,
how was it?
It was good.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't know how nobody picked up on these signs. That boy been batshit crazy since day one. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
He been crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Been crazy.
He was crazy.
Been crazy.
His crazy.
Like, I don't understand. He covered that up real well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That right there is a talent because he covered that crazy. Everybody can't cover that crazy. But that boy, he damn sure did. He talking about he got his first concussion at 14. He ain't been right since.
High school football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so watch it. It's good. It's only 3 episodes, so it's about 3 hours long. So, yeah, watch it. Good.
I'm going to watch that.
So after you watch a little bit more of You. Okay.
Yeah, all right, yeah,
so
absolutely.
Black people, enjoy your next black-ass holiday on Monday. Be good to each other. Do some shit that you think I would do. It's okay. I'm approving it this week. Just be good. We'll talk next week. Holler.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Later.